Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara continues on its discussion of defining garments for the halachos of Tumah and Tahara. Winding its way to Amud Beis, so the Gemara hits upon tzitzis, specifically whether only garments made of wool or linen require tzitzis, and then the Gemara quotes of Acha, B'shem, Tana Dveri Rishmo, that by Tumah, the Torah said, O Beged, which expanded the materials and garments that make them tamei beyond wool and linen. So he said, so too he asked, by tzitzis we could expand the chiyuv, when tzitzis strings would be required to put on a garment from the general phrase of asher techaseh ba. You're covered by garment, covered by garment. Doesn't have to specifically be the garment that's made of wool linen. So Rav Ashi, who was listening to Rav Acha, says, we won't expand the requirement by tzitzis using this pasuk because those words were needed to include a blind person in chiyuv tzitzis, since it already says asher techaseh ba. Even a blind person covers himself, therefore, by parshav tzitzis when it said, so it's not a reference to a requirement of being able to see the garment, but rather day versus night garments. From here emanates the exemption of pajamas, sus laila, the Gemara calls it, to have tzitzis on them, to have tzitzim. So the She'iltos in Parshas Vayishlach writes an interesting lashon by lighting Neros Chanukah, where to light the candles on the left side of the doorway, so the mezuzah's on the right side, and the balabais wearing his talis of tzitzis in the middle. So yes, how could this be? If Neros Chanukah take place after Shkia, isn't a person pater from tzitzis at night? So the Daf al-Daf, one of the modern-day Sfarim written on the Daf Yomi, brings in the Malbim, in his Artzos HaChaim, Simen Yun Ches, Siv Katan Vav, that the sheet of the Rambam is that any clothing worn at night is exempt from tzitzis. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Even if it's daytime clothing. But according to the Rosh, it doesn't go by the clock. It doesn't go by the time of day, it goes by the garment. Therefore, a pajama is never chayiv and tzitzis even when worn by day, and day clothes are chayiv and tzitzis even when worn at night. Therefore, the she'ilta is held like the Rosh, the Shvus Yaakov, who we quoted yesterday in a different she'ila. Here, as a she'ila in Chelek Beis, she'ila Lamed Ches, discusses how a blind person should conduct himself during Shema regarding tzitzis. He quotes our Gemara that Urisa Moso is not an issue for someone who's blind, because the Gemara goes on to explain tzitzis are visible to other people. Therefore, an individual may hold the tzitzis while saying parshas tzitzis during davening and may kiss the tzitzis out of chibuv and mitzvah. Another halacha that comes from the words Urisimoso is based on a comment of the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Simen Ches Sif Yud Aleph. Ikar mitzvah talis katan lav sho al begadav. Sounds like the Shulchan Aruch saying that the tzitzis is supposed to be on top of one's clothing. Should be always visible and reminding one of the mitzvahs. So the Mishnah Berurah right away points out that the Shulchan Aruch seems to be based on the words of the Torah, v'urisim urisim oso. Mishnah Berurah also writes in Sif Katan Chafhei that the Arizal had the minhag that the tzitzis really should be hidden, should be behind, beneath all the garments and tucked away. But the Mishnah Berurah himself uses a very strong language when it comes to anyone who wears their tzitzis inside. He says it's a mevazeh hamitzos, and they'll have to give a din on this behavior of not keeping their tzitzis out. He also says that if a person receives a gift from a king, for sure you would wear it outside. You want to show it off to other people. So Mishnah Berurah brings us, it's urisim oso, it's very important to have it up. For Sfardim, Rav Avadi Yosef writes in Yechav Adas, Chelek Beis, Simen Aleph, first Simen in the Chelek, that even though the Mechabim, the Shulchan Aruch, seem to encourage wearing the tzitzis in a visible way, having tzitzis more visible, didn't say this Likuva, didn't say it was Ma'akim. So Sfardim should follow the Arizal here. It's an interesting concept within Sfardic Halacha that when you have a din that's written in Shulchan Aruch, which is Rav Yosef Cairo, and you have a Minhag Arizal, which seems to be a different approach than what the Shulchan Aruch presents. Rav Avadia quotes a number of Sephardi poskim that say that we follow that the Sephardim would follow the Minhag Arizal in this case. So in this case, that would be the way to go for Sephardim to keep the tzitzit tucked in. Ashkenazim, different opinions, but the Mishnah Berurah was very strong to have it tzitzit out.